The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Matthew. Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Father, the Son, except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The Gospel of the Lord. May the words of my lips and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, today we celebrate the feast of St. Francis of Assisi and, of course, the blessing of the pets. This is that one day of the year when we can truly say that the church has gone to the dogs and to the cats and to the birds and whatever other animals we have here today, as it were. You know, the thing is, I do not have a pet. I know, it's horrible. Except for my daughter's 15 stuffed bunny rabbits. And I told her that it was okay to bring a couple to be blessed today. And it's not that I'm anti-pet. Maybe it was allergies as a kid that I've now outgrown, and the fact that growing up in a family of four boys, there was enough wildlife there for my parents. And growing up in Alaska afforded me a more basic appreciation for our reliance upon animals. Because it's all open space up there. Animals, wild or domesticated, roam free. Dogs are used for hunting. They are relied upon for safety, protecting from bears or moose or wolves. And one of my son's preschool teachers was saved by her dog from being attacked by a wolf pack when she was out for a run. You know, one time I was asked by a deacon, Athabascan woman, Helen Peters, from Tanana, Alaska. Her son, Emmett, was in the Iditarod sled dog race, and she wanted me to bless him and his team at the ceremonial opening. Have you heard about that race? The Iditarod, okay. It's 1,049 miles from the Anchorage area down here all the way up here to Nome. It traces its history to an historic run delivering diphtheria serum during an epidemic in 1925. It's a very dangerous and it's a grueling race, to say the least. So I wanted to do that blessing the right way. So I wore the cassock and the surplice. I brought the incense. I circumambulated the sled and the barking sled dogs, swinging a thurible full of incense and smoke and sub-zero weather. But unfortunately, Emmett Jr. did not win. His dad had won in the 70s. But come to think of it, I wasn't asked to bless his dog team the following year, so. You know, we celebrate this day and we bless the pets in honor of St. Francis of Assisi. St. Francis had a way with animals and he had a way with people. He was born rich. He gave up wealth for a life of poverty and service, and he led a reformation of monastic orders in the 13th century. And today, the saying is, that not even God knows how many Franciscan orders there are. A Vietnamese Roman Catholic Franciscan priest told me that joke. Yes, that's clergy humor for you. It's sort of like dad humor. Francis is a saint of the most extraordinary legend. After renouncing his fortune in front of authorities and his own father, he stripped down out of the very clothing that he was wearing that his father's money had purchased, and he marched off naked through the center of town. Fortunately, he lived in a temperate Mediterranean climate, not Alaska. Francis preached radical poverty, service to the sick and the poor. He preached nonviolence and vegetarianism. And for us today, he preached a message of our total reliance upon the natural world. Nature, he said, is the mirror of God, the mirror of God. And when we are wasteful, we violate God. That's why Pope John Paul II called St. Francis the patron saint of ecology. And this is the important thing at the heart of the blessing of the animals. People who have pets know this. Pets rely entirely upon us, utterly upon us. Was it T.S. Eliot who said that cats, being cats, don't think that they rely on us? Well, they do. And you know something? We depend upon our pets. We would do anything for them. I mean, why else would we suffer following them around with those little plastic bags? Pets provide companionship. They provide emotional comfort. They need us, and we need them. This mutuality points, very St. Francis-like, to the deeper connection between animals and humans, between nature and us. Pets remind us that the major theological division is not between us and animals. We are both animals and humans, in the language of the church, part of the created world. We are all of a piece together. Rather, the main division is between Creator up here and the creation down here. God here above, and we and the rest of the universe on the other side. The problem is that we don't act like we are part of nature, right? Instead, we act as though we are God and can do whatever we want with everything else. That is self-deception according to St. Francis. We are inextricably bound to the world because we are part of the world, and we are responsible to God for our treatment of it. We are stewards of creation. Stewards. Now, modern life and technology deludes us. It encourages a view of our separation from, and of course, our superiority and control over nature. So we buy our food from stores now. We get cold, what do? We turn a thermostat and poof, magic. On comes the heat. We get hot, we press another button, and we're as cool as a glacier. When we want to experience nature, we quote unquote go out into it, as if nature is over here and we are over here. We tend to romanticize it. Nature with a capital N. But nature is not always cute and friendly. It takes a Hurricane Matthew, or here in California, tide surges and droughts, earthquakes, wildfires, mudslides, to remind us of nature's violence and of our precariousness and how we can never really be in control. Now, even portions of the Bible, you remember that part of Genesis where we have dominion over the animals? I mean, even parts of the Bible encourages this view of superiority and control. And there's a good argument that this mentality is partially responsible for global warming and all the environmental problems we find ourselves in today. But on St. Francis Day, we reflect that this view is tempered by the stewardship theology of St. Francis himself. He reminds us of our oneness. He reminds us of the holy responsibility we have for the care of the world, for living modestly and with a small footprint. A small footprint, especially for those parts of the world and here, even in this country, those folks who invariably bear an inordinate share of the negative consequences of waste and environmental irresponsibility. So Francis's gentle way calls us to responsibility and care, even love for the environment. His life of poverty is an indictment of waste and overconsumption. And remember, he was living in the late Middle Ages. This is before the rise of mass production and pollution. And yet, Francis lived a life not of spiritual poverty, but of great abundance and joy, even after he renounced his inherited privilege. Why? Because his life was guided by humility and active care for the creation God has called us to tend. We are stewards, he says, not mere consumers. And that brings me back to the blessing of the animals. Pets need us to care for them. They are vulnerable as domesticated creatures, yet it is true we also need them. They too are gifts from God, whose companionship gives comfort and meaning. And that is a blessing. Our relationship to pets is a cipher for our relationship to the natural world of which we are a part, and our relationship to an appropriate place with respect to God. So this day, especially, we give thanks for our pets. We give thanks to St. Francis. Even if we don't have pets of our own, we give thanks for his humble and gentle life, his principled care for the vulnerable, and his message of simplicity, economy, and wonder in the creation of which we are all a part. Amen.